Wisconsinites who receive public health insurance will have free access to over-the-counter contraceptives. Governor Tony Evers announced the policy during his annual State of the State address. It's Wednesday, January 24th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, GOP state lawmakers took a surprise vote on a new set of voting maps for state offices. And in Oneida County, a review of plans for Tribal Youth Recovery Center is in the works. Danielle Kading will have that story. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state, delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Governor Tony Evers will make over-the-counter contraceptives free to Wisconsinites who receive public health insurance. That'll include the recently approved daily birth control pill that does not require a prescription. Evers made the announcement last night during his annual State of the State address.
Every Wisconsinite should be able to access the health care they need and when they need it. And yes, that includes contraception.
In a speech largely focused on workforce issues, Evers also pledged to veto any bill passed by the GOP-held legislature that would restrict abortion access in Wisconsin. And he called on Assembly Republicans to move forward a bipartisan bill that would expand Medicaid coverage for low-income mothers for up to a year postpartum. Republican lawmakers are making an 11th-hour pitch to pass new legislative voting maps. It comes as the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority nears its final ruling in an ongoing redistricting lawsuit. Rich Kramer has more.
The maps were introduced as a surprise amendment, replacing a bill that would have handed most redistricting duties to a nonpartisan agency. Republican State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue claims they're based on maps Democratic Governor Tony Evers submitted to the Supreme Court. Justices are in the process of vetting map proposals to replace current maps, which were found unconstitutional. Lemahue says the GOP tweaked Evers' original proposal to limit the number of Republican incumbents who would have to run in new districts.
And frankly, a veto of this bill by the governor, if he decides to go down the road of vetoing, will just show his true intent of trying to disenfranchise Republican voters around the state.
Democratic state lawmakers called the GOP maps bill unserious and insulting. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An Oneida County committee has extended review of plans for a tribal youth recovery center in northern Wisconsin. But as Danielle Kading reports, in the town where the project is slated to be built, local leaders remain opposed to it.
The Great Lakes Intertribal Council is proposing a 36-bed facility in the town of Cashin. The center would treat tribal and non-tribal youth for drug addiction. County officials want the council to hash out concerns voiced by local leaders. They include worries about the facility's location and whether the council could place the land in federal trust. That's a process where the federal government holds the title of the land for a tribe or individual members. The council's CEO, Brian Bainbridge, says the nonprofit corporation couldn't do that even if it wanted to.
We don't fall under the same category as individual sovereign nation, tribe, or band, or an individual member.
Even so, the town board's chair says they fear the council could do whatever it wants with the facility if the land could be placed in trust. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, in Eau Claire, community leaders there say they're shocked by the news that two hospitals and several regional health clinics will be closing in the coming months. Hospital Sisters Health System announced on Monday that St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls and Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire will close by mid-April. Prevea Health will be closing primary and specialty clinics in the region as well. Kristen Abbott Anderson is the dean of the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. She says her students train at HSHS and Prevea locations, and she says the hospital system has served the Eau Claire community well for years.
And I'm saddened for the employees that will be displaced from this closing. So it's quite devastating, I think, to our community.
Abbott Anderson says she's concerned about the capacity of other health systems to take on all the patients in need of new providers. A spokesperson for the health system said that they could not say how many patients were affected by the closures. She did say they would transfer patients' care to new providers in the coming months. quick bit of sports news. The Milwaukee Bucks have fired their head coach, Adrian Griffin, just 43 games into the season. This was Griffin's first year as the team's head coach. He was hired in the offseason to replace former head coach Mike Budenholzer. Griffin had led the Bucks to a 30-13 record, which was second best in the league at the time of his dismissal. General manager John Horst did not publicly give a reason for the firing. He did thank Griffin in a statement. He also said that the team would be working immediately toward hiring a new head coach. ESPN is reporting that former Boston Celtics and Philadelphia 76ers coach Doc Rivers is the Bucks' preferred candidate for their now open head coaching position. The Bucks will be playing a game tonight as well. Assistant coach Joe Prunty will step in as the interim head coach. Coming up, over 500,000 stockholders are all co-owners of the Green Bay Packers. In today's Wisconsin Life, we'll hear from two dedicated fans chatting about what being a part of the only publicly owned NFL team means to them. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Green Bay Packers fans have had a tough week coming out of a loss to the 49ers in the playoffs. Despite the crushed dreams following the surprising successful season, it's certain that most fans will stay loyal to the green and gold no matter what. WPR's Tyler Ditter has a story about that devotion.
Green Bay Packers fans are a proud community. It's not just the tailgating and freezing temperatures or the adrenaline rush of witnessing a Hail Mary, but fans love that their team is the only publicly owned NFL team. Mary Jane Herber and Molly Schrader talked about this as part of a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Back in the early 90s, when they were talking about doing the referendum for the stadium to be expanded, and people would say to me, "You're not going to vote for that?" And I'd say, "Yes, I am." And they'd say, "Why?" And I picked out a community in the Midwest, state capital, same size. The people in that community, the businessmen in that community, would give anything to be able to say, "I'm from XYZ, and it's the home of the Packers." It opens a business door. Whether the Packers are playing well or poorly, there's still that door. Oh, Vince Lombardi. Oh, Brett Favre. Oh, Bart Starr. It opens that door for business because people know where Green Bay is.
And I think it's pretty cool, too, that, like, anyone can be an owner. I got my ownership certificate, a year ago?
Your stock certificate?
Yeah, my stock. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And I got it as a president. I was like, look at me. I'm finally an owner. So I can, like, walk in, and I'm meeting people from across the country and be like, yep, I'm one of the owners of the Green Bay Packers. No big deal.
So am I. So am I. I'm an owner of the Green Bay Packers. I have one share.
Me too.
I'm one share. And, you know, my family is so conservative in terms of, you know, we just don't spend money wildly. And my mother had the catalog for the pro shop on her kitchen table. And I said, "Where did you get this?" "I guess I probably got it because I bought a share of stock when it was for sale." This was back in the 90s. I said, "You bought a share? I bought a share. My brother bought a share." None of us told each other that we bought stock because we were all afraid that the other person was going to say to us, "You what?" Because it doesn't pay any dividend. You can't sell it. You can only give it to a relative. It doesn't move you up on the season ticket list. It does nothing other than to make sure that the Green Bay Packers stay in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But that team would be gone if there had been a sole owner. It's the businessmen of this community in the 20s and the 30s and the 50s and the 60s that made sure, you know, and that executive committee of maybe 9 people on the committee, and then there's 40 people on the board as a whole. Lots of judges and women in business.
¶¶
When we had Antiques Roadshow here back in 2017, somebody was sitting at a table for lunch, and some of the executive producer and stuff for the Antiques Roadshow came over and sat down with them, and they got talking about Packer stock. And she said, "You don't get a dividend? No. You don't get moved up the list? No. I'm going to have to go back to Boston and have my husband explain this to me." Because it made no sense to her that people would plunk down $100. I think the last time it was $200 or $300 for a share. I don't know. I know it went up from the $100 my mother and I paid.
Yeah, I don't think it was $100. Cause...
No, I think it went up to $2.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not sure. You know, people, what happened to the money? Well, they use it to work on the stadium and do things to keep things up to speed, and that it's one of the best places in the world to view sports. That's what they always say. You know, Roland Garros for the French Open. You know, there's other places that you want to be, and Lambeau Field is one of them.
That was Brown County librarians Mary Jane Herber and Molly Schrader. Their interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. Glad to have you with us. I'm Alex Crow, your host. And of course, our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. You can find us every single weekday morning right here in your podcast feed. So until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.